Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on your hometown radio station, Madison, North Florida. We welcome you today, and we would just tell you in this early moments of this broadcast that this is post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas, and people are very, very busy. And in the busyness of preparing for Christmas, we really would want today to help you, if you will let us, to take the focus off of all of the other things for just a little while and put it squarely on Jesus, who is the reason for the season. I love Christmas. I love to celebrate this season because as I grow older and bolder in my faith, I just absolutely appreciate God's unspeakable gift more and more and more. And I love to celebrate what happened in that little town of Bethlehem so many years ago. Amen. In fact, I want to out-celebrate the world about me that doesn't understand. I want them to know the joy that Jesus Christ can bring. Praise the Lord. Well, we're just glad you're with us today. And if you've obviously already taken time to listen to this part of the broadcast. And we would, if you listen to the rest of it, I believe it will help you to focus upon the real reason for the season, and that's Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, we just invite you to be our special guest today. We want to share from the Word of God the significance of that little bitty baby that was born in that little bitty town by that little girl, almost little girl, little teenage girl. Amen. And we want you to know that this is not just an event to evoke sentimental feelings, but this is an event of cosmic importance. This is an event of universal import. And we want to share with you right out of the prophecies concerning this event in the book of Micah, chapter 5 today, verse 2 through 5 once more, on the subject of Savior born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. No happenstance, no circumstantial stuff that just happened. This is a direct, distinct fulfillment of prophecy concerning the person of Christmas and the purpose of Christmas. Praise God. Amen. And God arranges things way ahead of time. Praise the Lord. So you don't want to miss this today. This is going to help you to understand the real significance of this season. You're going to hear a song that is sung this time of year, particularly, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." And when you hear that song, we want you to have the full understanding of just what happened and why it happened and why it is so important to us right here in the 21st century. Praise God. Amen. Well, I hope that your interest is really getting up right now in this message today. I'm excited about bringing it to you. We would invite you to come to our website if you would like. Just type in THCOG. That will take you to the Holy Church of God right here in Tampa, Florida, and we would be so glad if you would come. Everything is free. Everything is there. Bible helps, sermons, recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus. You can listen online. You can download through podcasts to an MP3 device. You're welcome to these materials. We have freely received everything that is done on that website is volunteer. There are no paid staff that is working and has to be paid. Everything is given freely so that the gospel of Jesus Christ can go forth right out of Tampa, Florida, and really go to anywhere anyone is connected to the World Wide Web. anywhere in the United States of America, anywhere in the world. So we're happy. Wherever this gospel is reaching you today, we're glad to be part of the great company that published the gospel. And we're publishing the gospel through WMAF in North Florida. And there are other fine ministers on that station that are publishing the gospel as well. Right, hometown churches right there in Madison. And we're all workers together with God to bring in this great last day harvest, and we just join ourselves with you in reaching others for Jesus Christ. And we appreciate you, everyone that broadcast on this station, very, very much. Praise the Lord. Well, we're talking about a Savior born in Bethlehem. And I'm going to read the first of several verses here in Micah chapter 5. It says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until that time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth." And I'm just going to read the first part of verse 5. "And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into our land." Amen. Listen very carefully. I want you to clearly understand that the choice of Bethlehem, the choice of Mary, the choice of the people and places where Jesus would be born was not a random thing. It wasn't happenstance. It was God's fulfillment of his prophetic word and his eternal purpose. Praise God. Amen. And we just want today, when you hear the song, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," to understand the significance of that little town in God's scheme and God's salvation plan and God's purpose to seek and to save the lost. Amen. The music to that that song, the words and music, was written, particularly the words, from Philip Brooks, and in 1867. And actually the tune came to him on Christmas Eve and was first sung the very next day on Christmas Day. And he wrote this about his horseback journey from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, where he assisted in the midnight service on Christmas Eve in Bethlehem in 1865. And this is a quote from him. He said, "I remember standing in the old church in Bethlehem, close to the spot where Jesus was born, when the whole church was ringing hour after hour with splendid hymns of praise to God. How again and again it seemed if I would hear voices I knew well telling each other of the wonderful night of the Savior's birth." And the words, of course, you will recognize, "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." That is the first verse that was written concerning the little town of Bethlehem. And it went on in Micah to say that he will stand and shepherd in the strength of the Lord. This one that would be born in the city of bread would actually be the one who said of himself that, "I am able to give you the bread of life. I am the true bread that came down out of heaven." Not a coincidence, as Papa would say. Amen. Not a coincidence that Jesus was born in the city of bread, in that he would declare that he is the true bread that comes down out of heaven, the bread of life. and he will stand according to Micah's prophecy, and he will shepherd in the strength of the Lord. Christmas is about this, and you don't have to live life in your own strength. You don't have to handle it on your own. God doesn't help those who help themselves. You can have help. You can turn to God for strength, and He will give it to you. And while attempting to rescue a fellow soldier, Bob Wineland lost both his legs in Vietnam. He had dreamed of being a professional baseball player after the war, but that dream was gone forever. Many men in this situation are overcome with bitterness and hopelessness, but Bob wasn't. He said, "I lost my legs, not my heart." And he became a great athlete. He walks on his hands now. He has completed a 3-year walk across America. He has participated in the race across America on a custom-made bicycle and in the Hawaii Ironman Triathlon. He can bench press, and amazing, this is incredible, 507 pounds. He said that he learned to cast all his cares on Jesus, and he learned how the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Those scriptures that he verify what he is saying is 1 Peter 5:7, 1 Corinthians 1:25. In his words, "I do the best I can to apply the Word of God to my life because I know it works." That's the kind of strength Jesus offers. No matter what happens, we can depend on Him to get us through. He will shepherd in the strength of the Lord. We have a good shepherd God. We have a good shepherd Savior. Praise God. And our lives don't have to be characterized by failure or bitterness or missed opportunities. He will give you and me the strength to face whatever comes our way. That's what Christmas is all about. It means, friend, you are not alone. I am not alone. We are not a victim of the circumstances of our lives. We have a shepherd, and we can live in victory in His strength. I know many of you are facing challenges right now that are bigger than you. You are in a battle that you don't have the strength in yourself to win on your own, maybe especially on Christmas. You don't have to face it alone. That's the good news of Christmas. God offers you strength. In fact, He offers to be your strength. Praise God. That is the first truth out of this prophecy in Micah, is that this shepherd will stand in the strength of the Lord, and He will grant that to us. That's why Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me," in the New Testament. And it literally translated, it means I'm equal to anything. It didn't mean that he can walk on water like Jesus. It didn't mean that he can do all the miracles of Jesus. I can do all things. It meant I can withstand. I can go through. I can endure. I can through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Praise God. This baby that became a man and went to the cross, so the Holy Spirit, and ascended to the Father, rose the third day and ascended to the Father, that the Holy Spirit might come to us and help us and be a comforter, one called alongside to help. Praise the Lord. He gives us strength. I find the strength in the Christmas message. I find that God has sent a Messiah to Israel, a Savior to all mankind. Praise God. And He grants strength today. I heard a preacher the other day, I think it was Anthony Evans, he said, "You may be toe up to the flow up, tore up to the floor up, but I want you to know that God is still in control. And God is still on the throne. And God is still able to reach down and help you and help me." There's a lot of depression during this season. And a lot of people are going to lean on drugs and drink And some people are even going to take their life because in a time when there is an emphasis on peace and joy, they find neither in their life and they become hopeless. If there is a message in Christmas today that should be ringing out in the land, it is there is hope for every single person, no matter what your circumstance. There are hearts that are so shattered and broken, it looks like it could never be put together again. But because of this baby's birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his promise, not only to come back for us, but to never leave us and never forsake us, to be with us all the way in this journey of life, through the hard times and the good times, the best of times and the worst of times. Praise God, He's made a covenant commitment that I will never leave you. And in the actual Greek, it is in the emphatic when Jesus said it. He's literally said, I will never, no, never. He wanted us to have the absolute assurance that He will not abandon us. He said to those early disciples, I will not leave you comfortless. Literally in the Greek, that word comfortless meant, I will not leave you orphanous, as an orphan. I will father you. I will be a good shepherd. I will stand and shepherd. I will shepherd in the strength of the Lord. And that meant through Jesus Christ, the very power of God is available to you and to me today. Power that we do not possess, but that God is willing to grant to us. That's why Paul, who went through all the persecutions and the heartaches and the heartbreaks and the physical jeopardy that he went through, you know what he said? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he stands to strengthen you today and to grant a grace sufficient. And I've lived long enough to have enough heartache, heartbreak, enough dangers in my life, enough overwhelming circumstances to be able to experience this grace and the strength that it gives, that I can say with Paul of old, I can do all things. I'm equal to it. I can get through it through Christ, which strengthens me. And I can attest to the fact that His grace is indeed sufficient. I'm getting ready to celebrate my 66th birthday. And I wish I could tell you that ever since I became a Christian, that life had been such a perfect, smooth, level journey, that there were no steep grades, there were no stones to hurt my feet, there were no stumblings along the way. But I can tell you that the one who said, I will never leave you, has kept his promise, and he will keep it to the end of the age. Praise God. He grants strength above and beyond anything that we possess within ourselves. You know, I said earlier, there's a statement that goes around that God helps those who help themselves. But yet the Bible, and that don't mean we don't do what we know to do, do the best we can. But it means that our reliance, our trust, is not in ourself. We can go beyond ourself. We can trust in Him. We can trust in God. We can trust in the One that gave His Son for us. And if you don't know Him as your Savior, you can trust Him as your Savior, that you might now trust Him as your helper and your provider of all that you need in your life, the provider of strength when you need it, the provider of grace sufficient, the provider of peace, a peace, my friend, that passes all understanding. Can't explain that to you. The old timers tell it this way, it's better felt than telt. In other words, you have to experience it, but you can experience it, and you can do it in the midst of heartache and heartbreak and seeming hopelessness. This hope, this peace, can come to your life and come to your heart. I'm telling you, no matter where you are this Christmas, You may have went through a bitter divorce and you feel the emptiness in your heart is shattered. And I'm not telling you to put on an act like it didn't happen and it doesn't hurt. I'm telling you that God understands and God loves you and God cares for you and God can fill that empty place with His love, with His mercy, with His compassion, and yes, with His understanding. You know, the New Testament says we don't have a high priest, that one that intercedes for us, Jesus Christ, that is passed into the heavens. We don't have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But He was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He never let it lead Him to sin, but He felt everything that you and I can possibly feel. He felt betrayed. He felt abandoned. He felt so many of the things that break our heart into thousands of pieces. He was betrayed with a kiss. He understands betrayal. He understands when He needed Peter to stand strong for Him and pray with Him. Not for His strength, but for His He understands, you see, He understands. Peter, couldn't you watch with me 1 hour? God was going to strengthen him for what he was going to face, but he needed the human agency because he lived in a human body while upon this earth, and he needed friends just like you and I. I believe that's why he said, "I will never leave you." I know what it feels like to have a friend let you down. I know what it feels like to be betrayed by someone you trusted. I know what that feels like. And I'm going to make a commitment that I'm going to be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I won't let you down. I won't abandon you. Praise God. It's this kind of God that loved us enough to send His Son to take on flesh as a baby in Bethlehem and go to the cross and take our place so that He could forgive our sins, reconcile us unto Himself, and make a commitment to you and to me that every step of the journey through this world that He would be with us. And when this life is over, that we will live with Him forever. This is the message of Christmas. He, Jesus, will stand and shepherd in the strength of the Lord. And that strength is available today to you. It's available to me. It is real. It is genuine. And it is flowing from God. That's why Paul prayed in the book of Ephesians and in his letter to the church at Ephesus. He said, "I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And he prayed many things for them. And one of the things he prayed that they might know, he said, is the power to usward who believe. The power that is available, the strength that flows from God to us who have trusted Christ as our Savior. The power to usward who believe, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. Praise God. He said what brought Jesus from the dead back to life, that same power, that kind of strength, is available to everyone that trusts Christ as their Savior. It's coming from the Father's heart and from His hand, and it flows out to people just like you and people just like me. You know, there will be people literally take their life this Christmas season, and yet this strength to bear up under the hurt, to bear up under the pain that has brought us to a place of hopelessness many times, that power is ready to flow out to you wherever you are. And whenever you are hearing this broadcast, I want you to know the message of Christmas is that that power that raised Jesus from the dead, that strength that caused him to set his face like a flint and walk up Calvary's hill and allow himself to be, before that, to be beaten almost to death, and then to be impaled upon that cross and hang on it. He that could have called thousands of angels, the very armies of heaven, and come down from that cross, stayed on it because he loved us that much. The grace and strength is available to people like you and people like me today. If you've received Christ as your personal Savior, all of that power to usward who believe, it's available to you. I'm not here today preaching the gospel because I'm a strong man. I am here because he will stand and shepherd in the strength of the Lord, because Christ is able to grant strength beyond my strength, grace beyond my weakness and inability to cope, but there is a sufficiency in him. I can't fully explain how that happens, but I can tell you it will take you through the storm. And I've been through enough storms now that when the storm comes and it looks like the old ship is going under, and it may even be taking on water, and it looks like it's going to absolutely sink, that it will not. Somehow, some way, in God's timing, in his wisdom, he will bring us through the storm. Hallelujah. Amen. And the storm will pass, but God's covenant of grace and love will stand. Praise the Lord. I just want you to know this Christmas that there is a great Shepherd King that was born in the city of Bethlehem, that went to the cross, that fulfilled everything that God had preordained to reconcile this fallen world unto himself and fallen man unto himself. And if you choose to receive him this Christmas season as your Lord and Savior, repent of your sins and ask Christ into your heart, amen, you will access this grace, this strength to help you right here and right now, and assure that when you draw your last breath here, you'll take your next breath in God's holy city. Praise the Lord. If you're a Christian and you're losing your hope and your faith is shaking, I want you to know that this Christmas, God stands ready to sustain you. He stands ready to verify his word, his promise to you. And I want you to look up and take hold of this mighty promise of grace and mercy that is available to you today. Praise God, because he is a wonderful, powerful Savior. He will stand, Micah said, and he will shepherd in the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he that does that, his strength is available to you, and his strength is available to me today. And I want to invite you right now, right where you are, to open the door of your heart, repent of your sin, and invite Jesus into your heart. Right here, right now, is the time and the place to do it. And this Christmas will be a Christmas that will be celebrated like no Christmas that you have ever known. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we praise you today, Lord Jesus, for what you've done and what you've given us in your grace and love. And we just pray right now, as we go off the air, that the joy, the peace, the power of Christmas be realized in your heart today. Christian, go to church. Sing the praises of God. And when you hear, O little town of Bethlehem, take a hold of the greatest gift ever given and the greatest grace ever offered. And whether you're rich or poor, celebrate how much you have in Jesus Christ above everything else. We love you. Come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.